This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Super Bowl Monday. Not really. I went to bed. That game was so boring, it wasn't really that fun to watch. You know what I mean?
Got a chance to talk to a lot of fans last night.
Well, you were at that
thing. Signed a lot of autographs.
That's great. What time did you get home?
I got home around 11.
You stayed for the whole game?
I stayed for the whole game, man.
What time did it end? 10:15?
I was about to go gamble because I had to work some things, and I didn't go gamble, though. I'm going to gamble. I'm going to go later.
So you're still going to have to get over there.
Yeah, I'm going back. I like being over there.
We haven't checked in with Landini. Landini, what'd you do for the Super Bowl? Watch at home? What was the menu?
Slept.
The game was terrible. It was awful.
It was awful?
Yeah, it was really bad.
It was such an ass-kicking
that
it was like... I mean, at halftime, you could – God bless Fox, because anybody that's got to showcase the Super Bowl is going to try to keep you locked in, right? Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, man, this could be a comeback for the ages. Like, nah, man, it's just not going to happen.
It don't look like it.
It reminded me of
– they had 0 points at halftime.
Dude, they barely scored before the end of the third quarter. There were like 11 seconds when he caught that touchdown.
It was horrific.
It reminded me – and you had this on the show sheet. Do you remember how the Seahawks came out against the Broncos when they won that thing and Richard Sherman and Cam Chancellor were just killing people and Peyton looked old, like all of it. It just looked like that was just so one-sided. It definitely reminded me of that game.
Yeah, I got paid at halftime with that.
It was just so defensive-driven.
The Super Bowls recently have been good, too.
Right.
Like, you know, you've had a couple overtimes, which had never happened until the Patriots comeback.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, there was one other one that won it overtime. I forget what that was. But
last
even the ones
was good
that
have
been,
Niners.
They've been close. That was just a complete and total bloodbath.
Yeah. Dude, last year was close against, I mean, all these Kansas City games have been close. Rams-Bengals was close. The last butt-kicking was Brady and Tampa against KC, but it didn't feel like last night did. That joint was never 34-0. It was never, I don't know. Much, I think the final score in the NFC title game, 55-23, Skins-Eagles, is not reflective of that game. The final score of this game, 40-22, is not reflective of that game.
No, it's not.
It was 34-0.
The title game got out of hand at the end after it was already lost, and they're just like, screw it, we got to keep throwing it up, and you know they end up making some bad plays. But here at the end of this game, the Eagles stopped playing, and then the Chiefs got a couple touchdowns at the end to make it look somewhat respectable. But they got annihilated the entire game.
Ooh. Straight up.
But I sat there, and you know I didn't want to see a game be a blowout like that. But you start to realize what it takes to be a good team, and I think the last however many minutes of that game, my mind said went straight to that. Like, okay, I started thinking about what we need to do for next year to be able to combat what I just saw.
Dude, I was thinking about it last night watching, honestly.
Like as the game went on, it's like my mindset changed.
Right.
My mindset changed for what I was looking forward to. Because starting the game, I was like, you know, you don't bet against Pat. Then all of a sudden I said, well, the Eagles came out there and said, you know what, hell, we're going to stop him. And then it went to thinking about next year.
I think you and I have been out in front on the rebuild the lines, invest in the lines. Maybe rebuild's unfair, but invest heavily.
Yeah.
You need depth and excellent players there. I think last night really showed why.
Yeah.
I think KC looked old in spots too, man. And as much
That's
as they
That's why I said what's going to look slow.
They've been able to do more with folks that you don't necessarily think are great or maybe past their prime. How about it? I think it was still the first half. If not, it was early third quarter when it still felt like maybe Patrick Mahomes could pull off a miracle. And DeAndre Hopkins just lost his footing on what would have been probably their biggest damn gain of the game up would've to that been. Point.
Yeah.
He just lost his feet and couldn't make the catch.
Yep.
Like, it's not that DeAndre Hopkins hasn't been a fantastic NFL receiver. At this point in his career, he's not. You know, like, they let Tyreek walk a couple years ago. They never really backfilled that role because they were able to get by with Kelsey and then other dudes on the outsides. And they were able to run the ball so well. They couldn't run the ball at all last night.
Nope.
I mean, their running numbers, again, these are going to look better because of some late stuff. Yo, you know why their running numbers are probably a little juiced up here? Because P. Ryan had one rush for 8 yards in the fourth quarter. They didn't even try, which is what I find most remarkable. They just knew they couldn't and didn't try. Their two backs combined, Pacheco and Hunt, had 6 carries for 16 yards.
I got the reason. I figured the reason out last night. You know, Andy was 2-0 coming on this show.
What's that?
He was 2-0 when he came on the show before the Super Bowl.
That's
a great
point.
He didn't come on the show this week.
You got to text him that.
I reached out to him, and he hit me back. So, you know, hey, man, something special.
All right, Coach. It's that clear. It is that clear. What else is clear is the glass in my new garage door. I barely even know it's there. Last night I was cleaning up because the game was just boring. I had to take a bunch of trash out, and I'm able to go in and out of my garage door now without waking up my kids because it's whisper quiet compared to what sounded like a Harley Davidson starting every time. If you're in a similar spot where you got an old crappy garage door, call my boys at Door Pro America. Shane and Vince will come out. They'll show you all these different options like they did with us. They make the process so easy. We're so excited to have this new garage door, man. We have an app to open the garage door. I didn't even think that was possible. Door Pro America has been proudly serving the DMV for over 50 years. Their team handles everything, garage door and opener repairs, maintenance, new installations. They do it all like true pros. Right now, you can save $150 on a brand new garage door. And if your garage door is stuck in the past, like one of those old leather helmets, or you just need a little TLC, take it from me and go with the pros at Door Pro America. Call 877-DOOR-PRO. That's 877-DOOR-PRO. Tell them JP Finley sent you, or you can check them out at Door Pro America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility.
at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I got to say, we got to meet Bob Fesco last week in New Orleans, Radio Row. He is the host of Fesco in the Morning on 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City. Bob, we appreciate you making time for us this morning, man. I know that's not the way you thought that thing was going to go.
Nobody did.
No, nobody did last night. I mean, it was basically over from the start and, you know, got our doors blown off and here we sit, going back to the airport. No, in Kansas City. Life's good.
Yeah, man. I mean, so if anybody wants to follow Bob, I really enjoyed kind of listening to your show and getting to see how you operate last week. It's at Bob Fesco, F-E-S-C-O-E. And I think you nailed it with this tweet. Perspective. Tonight blows, but 3 Super Bowls and 2 titles in 3 years is still pretty awesome.
Hell yeah.
So are you able to keep that perspective even – you know, less than 24 hours after an ass kicking?
Yeah, you have to, right? I mean, like we're still living a dream with what's gone on with the last 5 years, 6 years, 7 years of this organization and being on top of the football world. I mean, there was 50 years where the Chiefs didn't go to the Super Bowl. There was 22 straight years or whatever it was where they couldn't even win a playoff game. And so now that we've been in the midst of this, like the micro versus the macro type stuff, you know, the micro, really, sure. It sucks, man. Last night was bad. Yeah. But you knew by halftime it was over and you could kind of start the healing process then. But the big picture is, like, we went to 3 consecutive Super Bowls. I mean, Patrick Mahomes won 2 of the last 3 Super Bowls, almost had the opportunity to win 3 straight and do things that we've never seen in the NFL before. And the best part about this loss is that they'll retool. Like, this will drive them to win more because that's what they do after losses. They have these big losses in the postseason. They fix everything that didn't work in that game. So I expect a revamped offensive line, maybe the addition of a running back, kind of into the fold and see where we go from here. I'm actually excited to see what they're going to do this offseason.
But do you think any of that pressure of trying to repeat got to them?
I think maybe it did. I mean, I didn't feel like it was during the week, but it sure seemed like it in the game, right? I mean, they just couldn't get anything going. And they had an early penalty, and Andy erupted on the sidelines. Like, I've never really seen Andy erupt like that before after a call. Spags kind of erupted at that same call too, you know, and so I think it just kind of started to snowball, and once it kind of got out of their control, it just kind of all fell apart.
Yeah, it was it was pretty shocking to see, man. You know, the KCO line had been pretty good. Did they kind of get to this point with smoke and mirrors a little bit, or was Philly just that good and you got to tip your cap?
Well, I think obviously a little bit of both. That defensive line was phenomenal last night. I mean, they didn't blitz one time and sack Patrick Mahomes 6 times, right? Mm-hmm. You're going 4-on-5 and you're still sacking him 6 times? Like, you're doing something really good. And Josh Sweat was outstanding. But I think it finally caught up with them. We really haven't had a left tackle in Kansas City since the days of Eric Fisher. And that's been the first Super Bowl. So that's a long time ago. And it's kind of all been piecemealed together. And you moved a guard to tackle, and Joe Tooney played great up until yesterday, and then it had the trickle-down effect. Mike Caliendo didn't play all that well. Really, nobody on the offensive line played well.
It really did, man. And I think talking with our friend Bob Fesco here, 610 fan out in Kansas City. You can follow him at Bob Fesco. Did it seem like Philly just had this gigantic chip on their shoulder from the game a couple years ago? They seemed to come out with a different pace or intensity, whatever you
had. They did. I think they hit the Chiefs in the mouth, and the Chiefs aren't used to that, right? There's been like literally three games now where you can look at in Patrick Mahomes' career where he's been popped in the face and really didn't have an answer for it. It was the Super Bowl in Tampa. It was yesterday. And then there was some random game in Tennessee a few years ago where they kind of beat him up early and they were never able to recover. So this isn't something they're used to. And I think part of the problem is at times, and I don't know how you coach this, teach this, or whatever, but when you're not used to something and it happens to you, you just don't know how to respond. And since they've never really been in these situations where they've been punched in the face and punched again and punched again, they just had no answer for it. They didn't know how to respond. Mahomes tries to be Superman. He's making bad throws, making dumb decisions. And all of a sudden, like, they're playing like a team that we're not used to seeing, because this was only like the third time in the Mahomes era we've seen a team do it like this.
All right, when Buster Douglas hit Mike Tyson, he didn't know. Just stand up. Stop reaching for the damn mouthpiece. You know?
That's exactly right. Yep, yeah. The same thing. Like, yeah, when Buster Douglas, you know, beat up Mike Tyson, there was like, whoa, and he didn't know how to respond. And so if you're not in those situations, you don't know how to respond to those situations.
So, I mean, like, this offensive line thing popped up against Tampa in the Super Bowl, yep. And it popped up this time. Do you think it's a – they need to put more mindset on having some depth at O-line? Because that's one position I think you're going to always need more than five. You need about 10 of them.
Yeah, I think they do. But I also think, like, they need to go out and find that Willie Rofe trade that the Chiefs made some 20 years ago. You know, they went out and looked for the best left tackle, and Willie Rofe was available in New Orleans, and they went out and got him. And when things go wrong for this organization, they tend to really fix them. Like, we saw the Patriots game, you know, that first AFC championship game that they lost. They fired their whole defensive staff, brought in new defensive players, changed everything around. Then that Tampa Super Bowl, the offensive line wasn't any good. They revamped the offensive line, and now again we saw the offensive line wasn't any good. So I'm sure they're going to revamp the offensive line again.
It's funny, you know, Kansas City became such a lightning rod. A lot of it is kind of the Kelce, Taylor Swift stuff. And then I'll be honest, I kind of checked out on it. But, like, whatever Patrick Mahomes' wife got involved in politics or whatever the hell, like, do you think Andy – now, Andy's a guy that likes to let his guys do what they want, right? Just practice hard and play well. Do you think he'll try to dial some of that back? Can you dial some of that back?
No, I don't think so. And I don't think that had really much to do with what happened on Sunday. I just think they were just beat up by a team that they didn't expect. Like, I think Andy prepared for one thing and something else completely different happened in that game. I mean, it's the first time, you know, Vic Fangio's ever beaten Patrick Mahomes and, you know, whatnot. So I just think, look, Andy was outcoached yesterday. I mean, you don't say that a lot, right? Patrick Mahomes was outplayed yesterday. You don't say that a lot. And every once in a while, you know, stuff like that happens. And so it's hard for all of us to deal with because we're not used to it. We're like, oh, Andy got outcoached. That doesn't happen a lot. But he did. I mean, Nick Sirianni and Vic Fangio and Kellen Moore, they were phenomenal yesterday. And it'll be interesting to see what Philadelphia does. You know, with Kellen Moore leaving, can Nick Sirianni kind of keep that thing together? That'll be fun to kind of watch. But I know you guys in D.C. kind of feel like we do. These Philly fans suck. I mean, my God. You want to talk about deplorable people. I mean, like, just nasty. Like, I guess they're burning the city down this morning and whatnot. But, like, all they're doing is F the Chiefs, F the Chiefs, F the Chiefs. And I'm like, you guys just won a big-time football game. You should be celebrating yourselves. Yeah. And they're worried about me. Like I don't understand that. I've never been of that mindset before. But, like, you know, all the stereotypes that they have and how awful they are, they're all true. I mean, these people just nasty yesterday after the game.
Well, I look at the projections for next year, and the Chiefs are number two to win the Super Bowl, go back to the Super Bowl again. So
I think your smart money is probably betting on Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid going forward, right?
What about Kelce, dude?
Yeah, he'll be back. We had Clark Hunt, the owner of the team, on a week ago. It's been 8 days, right? And so he said, I guess it was Monday, that, yeah, Travis is expected to come back. And if you're Travis Kelce, how do you walk away after a game like that where you weren't that good? I mean, you had a couple of drops. The team got, you know, killed. would you want that? I wouldn't want that to be my last game. So I would imagine that Travis probably wants to come back for one more year. He's got that year left on his contract. And, you know, I think he'll probably finish this thing out, play one more year, and then, you know, call it quits.
Will he be a lot more effective, though? Because I think when you look at him like this year, he gets open, but he doesn't look like the Kelce that we saw in previous years where he was so explosive. He now catches the ball and starts looking to go down.
Yeah, that comes with age, obviously. I mean, I'm not explosive anymore at 47, right? No, that happens. Like, guys age out, and they get older right before our eyes, as you guys know. Like, all of a sudden, a guy goes from being a superstar to going, oh, my God, where did he go? But I think he's got enough in it for one more year. He's still the best tight end in the league, and he's still a tough matchup for most people, you know, in this league. And he's been doing the same, you know, move for the last 12 years or whatever it's been in the NFL. Nobody is able to stop it. You know, close to 1,000 yards again was huge in the first playoff game against the Houston Texans this year. So he's still got the ability to get out there and play.
Talking with our friend Bob Fesco here. You can give him a follow at Bob Fesco, hosts mornings in Kansas City. Was in New Orleans. Hell, you're still in New Orleans, right?
Yeah, we're headed to the airport right now. Yeah.
Stop by the daiquiri shop before you leave out, Bob. Be good. You know they got drive-through. You can just drive right on through, get your daiquiri, keep moving.
You deserve one.
Yeah, just grab it and go, right?
Dude, I've never had to stay through the game and work, like, while working Radio Row when I've done the game and hasn't been doing the radio show. Do they keep Radio Row open on Monday? Where'd you do your show this morning?
We did it at Odyssey here, WWL. It's the home for Wayward Boys at these events. Like, there was one year we did the Final Four. Steve Harvey was in the studio. Dennis Miller was in another studio. John Feinstein was broadcasting on a remote box in a closet. So these guys put up everybody, when the big events come to New Orleans. So it's great to have the cluster love, you know?
Yeah, that's great. One thing that I was not prepared for, Chris Jones, during the broadcast, and I know in the stadium maybe you didn't get to see the broadcast, but, like, did he have a pinched nerve or something in his neck? Because they showed him getting worked on by the trainers, and he looked to be in a lot of pain.
We were trying to figure that out as well. He seemed fine after the game. We were in the locker room, and Harrison Butker couldn't find his clothes. That ended up being the big story of the night. You know, they didn't know where his clothes were. Oh, yeah, couldn't find his clothes. Yeah, in the locker room. He's standing there. I go, get dressed. He says, I don't know where my clothes are. So they finally found him, and he was the last back to the hotel. But for a good portion of that evening, getting your tail kicked in like they did, and then somebody has your clothes hidden or whatever it was. So wasn't a lot of fun for him. But that locker room, man. Saw Chris Jones. He looked fine. He was dressed and seemed like he's ready to go. But, you know, other than that, there wasn't much talking going on.
They're talking about the tush push. On the broadcast, they said that's what a defensive lineman complained about, how you go down. And what you got all those linemen falling on you. Then the people behind the quarterback pick him up and push him across the pile. That's what they were saying he had to get worked on after that.
Well, I mean, the Chiefs have had so many rules changed for them by Buffalo. Maybe we can petition the NFL now to eliminate that tush push, right?
Well, dude, the one thing I will say that is completely unfair, and they did this to you guys last night when they ruled Dotson short and then they ran the tush push the next play.
Right.
They go to that extra long cadence with it. They did it last night, and they did it to the Skins in the NFC title game. And so then Washington had a linebacker try to time it out and go over the top. And then the refs have the audacity to say we're going to award a score. Like, they're going to an extra long cadence in an incredibly bizarre play. The defense should be able to react.
Yeah, I mean, but this is why we need to figure out what we're going to do with this play moving forward. Is it going to be something that's going to stay in the NFL? And it's not, because I love Washington. I thought that was hysterical. That guy could just get fired like a missile over the top, you know, going after Jalen Hurts and whatnot. I mean, if that's the only way to stop it, you know, I mean, why prevent them from doing something like that?
Yeah, I think what he was saying, it is a rule to talk about some some crazy stuff happening, like me running off the sideline and tackling a guy,
a fan doing
something.
A drone falls from the sky.
I think Hockley was completely wrong in what he stated based off of what was happening.
Yeah, I think so, too. I've never heard that in the game before. And I mean, I don't know if you guys have. I never did. I mean, I heard that. I think every NFL fan reacted the same way. Like, what are we doing here? You're going to award a touchdown?
Yeah, he's full of crap.
That crew, Philly was also undefeated when they had Sean Hockley's crew this season. I think, what was it, 4-0 when they had that crew?
4-0, no, 7-0.
Oh, they were 6-0 going into the title game. So, Bob, last one for me, dude. I'm just curious. You had a show this morning. I imagine you opened the phone lines up. I just retweeted because I think you're really saying it well, that things are still really good if you're a Chiefs fan, even though yesterday sucked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was kind of the tenor of the phone call.
Really?
Well, I mean, people call in, we're upset, but also realizing big picture. We had one guy call in, he goes, you know, it was cool for me. My 5-year-old got to watch it. I got to watch it with my dad. It was 3 generations sitting around watching the Super Bowl. And, you know, as you guys know, in Washington, they don't happen all that often. And I think people are starting, and hopefully they're starting, to understand and to truly appreciate what's been going on. And maybe this loss will make people appreciate what we've been living through more, you know?
Mm. Yeah. You should, dude.
Are they going to switch places with us?
Yeah, right. No chance.
For the first time, you could say that, though, and people are at least like, well, you got something.
Yeah,
there.
Right. Yeah, you guys got it going on, though. I mean, things seem to be working in the right direction there in D.C. Maybe you got your Patrick Mahomes, you know?
Let's do it.
How rough was Pat last night? That had to hit him pretty hard.
Oh, it did. I saw him in the locker room afterwards. He just looked defeated. You know, he just looked like, yeah, I've never seen anything like this before. And again, because he hasn't seen anything like this before.
But you know what? If you see him, you tell him I said directly, that dude never quit. He was trying his ass off running around with no protection. So you know you got a gamer. He's going to go out there and go for it anyway.
He really, late in that game, he was getting his ass kicked too.
He was. And the offensive line just never gave him an opportunity to do anything. And when your offensive line doesn't get the job done, it screws up the entire offense.
Totally. Totally. So
Washington plays at KC next year, I guess this fall. That sure feels like a primetime game, doesn't it?
I would imagine. I mean, you know, every Chiefs game kind of feels like a prime time.
Sure, yeah.
You know, it's like they're always there. They're always on national TV. Y'all ought to come out if it's a day game, tailgate with us, and have some fun.
We will, man. Bob, thank you for making time
for us,
dude. Good luck getting out of New Orleans.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I appreciate you having me.
Bye, thanks, man. Bob Fesco. Follow him at – oh, well, there we go. Jeff. So
your thing just fell off?
Yeah. Jeffrey, can you come get me a hand, buddy?
Your thing just fall off.
Our pets' heads are falling off. Bob Fesco. Bob Fescoe. Toby's just looking at me laughing. If you hold that, I can screw it. There we go.
That sounds a little odd, don't it?
It's a lot of pausing.
Pause, bro. Pause. Hold that, and I'll screw it.
I think we're getting back to business here.
Oh, bro.
Yo, before anybody blames me for this, I haven't been here for a week.
It's Toby, Denton, and Linnell.
Somebody's
yanking on it for it to just fall.
Toby, what y'all do? Y'all walk in the room and just start tearing stuff up?
Toby, what the
hell?
We
have a whole chair missing.
Toby, Altizer. I am glad for the people of Kansas City that they have maintained some perspective.
Yeah.
I have a hard time. Sometimes I think people in the middle of the country are just nicer. Because, like, I think if that happens on the East Coast, there's a lot less perspective.
Yeah, but that's the thing about it. We may have to learn perspective.
Like, B, if Philly had lost last night, if that went differently,
Philly
what
won.
What do you think the calls would be to WIP? They'd be talking about fire Sirianni.
Philly won, and they're still trying to burn the city up. I mean, what the hell?
Bob was a good dude. Bob was wearing that captain's hat all week. Now, if you're Bob, he was literally wearing this like little captain hat with a Chiefs logo on it. I think you got to retire that hat, dog. You can't bring that back to a Super Bowl. You got to get a new hat.
He's won another Super Bowl. Why?
Do we know he did?
Yes, he said it.
I thought he said he got it, like a listener sent it to him.
No, he said he wore. That's what he wears. You don't change. You keep moving.
I don't know. If he's worn it to other ones, fine. I do have one person involved with Philly that, to me, is just trying way too hard.
Who's that?
All right. So
Sirianni?
No. I fire this dude, Robert Little. He runs Black Sports Online. Uh-huh. He's like one of the world's great tweeters. I can tell you that much. His teases for his stories are just outrageous. So Travis Kelce's ex-girlfriend, Kayla Nicole.
Uh-huh.
Guess where she was last night for this game?
I don't know.
On the sideline, celebrating with the Eagles players.
Well, I mean, she's probably watching that with Pat no more. I mean, with Travis no more.
Yeah.
I mean, Listen,
I'm guessing she's made
the same chick that
made friends with some new Eagles players.
That was super, super mad at him before and, you know, and started saying all kind of stuff.
Yeah, there's all sorts of TMZ BS.
Obviously, something didn't work out, and I'm sure he's not upset.
What I'll say is, if this person, right, dated Kelce and then has clearly been upset about it, that he's with Taylor now.
Whoever dating her with the Eagles, be careful. I said it like that.
Well, dude, to anybody, the clip from Jaden's mom, Regina, which was a couple years old because it was while he was at LSU,
yeah,
where she was like, yeah, I just want to be protective because there are these women out there that are just trying to get football players.
Yeah.
Like, there's a perfect example, dude.
I
find it hard to believe it was a coincidence.
Girls,
she found somebody with
people
the Eagles.
Took it wrong. She mean females. Those who out there try to put their hooks in you and don't have one bit of care about you. They want to get your cheddar, point blank. And don't act like they aren't out there. Whoever listening now, you probably got a friend that's just like that. You know it.
Certainly. I think looking at that game, B, we could go SEC style and just say, yo, the NFC East has the most Super Bowl wins of any team, of any division.
If you want to make yourself feel better, go for it. Have fun.
Jeff, so we've covered this. The Arizona Cardinals used to be in the NFC East, right? Jeff done
Yeah.
So how many Super Bowls do you think the NFC East lost when the Arizona Cardinals moved into the NFC West?
Zero.
Zero. NFC East has been really good. A lot of that dominance is from a pretty long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
The Cowboys have the most Super Bowl wins of any NFC East team with 5, and their last one was in 95, mm-hmm. 94, right? The Commanders' last one was 91. Both the Giants and the Eagles now have 2 each, 4 mm-hmm. total, since Washington last won one.
Yeah.
It feels different, though, to talk about those droughts, like those, because that's a giant. They haven't won a Super Bowl in 30, going on 35 years. But
who?
Washington.
35 years?
33.
Yeah.
I'm saying going on, like more than 30, not quite 35.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a drought, but it feels very different now that they're just in an NFC title game. They've got probably the most exciting young quarterback in the NFL. They've got cap space. They've got competent management. Like, it just, yes, Philly has won 2 now in the last 10 years, probably mm-hmm. the last 7.
17.
What, they went 17
and now?
24.
Yep. Yeah. So 7 years.
And Philly looks loaded. It's hard to think they're cooked with this run. And frankly, with Howie running the show, they yep. seem to be a really well-run organization.
One thing about winning, when you start winning Super Bowls and things like that, the one thing you have to be concerned about, will people stay into it? Will guys want more credit and respect? That can screw up a team. Success can screw it up just as much as a lack of success. So can they hold it together?
Well, dude, it's Pat Riley's famous quote.
Mm-hmm.
He came up with this term called the disease of more.
Yeah.
Success is often the first step towards disaster, because when everybody's there, The actual Pat Riley quote, I just pulled it up. Excellence is the gradual result of always striving to do better. You have to defeat a great player's aura more than his game. Great effort springs naturally from great attitude. But the disease of more theory is whoever wins, mm-hmm. all of a sudden, everybody on that team is a Super Bowl champion.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, everybody on that team is doing more appearances and wants more yeah. money for those appearances.
Yeah.
And thinks they should get more playing time, or they should
get more
notoriety.
More of the credit.
So, I mean, it's hard to maintain that.
Did you not watch the game last night? And we saw at one point, one guy was really pouting. Dude, you up? They haven't scored yet. You up? What you pouting about?
You think A.J. Brown could be a problem there, right?
Yeah. I don't think all the stuff that was said earlier was just said. And it was Brandon Graham who said it.
Who came back and played.
I don't think... Now, I would say this. Him working that hard to come back and play, That's a positive.
Yeah.
He said it. And when you watch stuff, you saw him pouting on the sideline. And I believe that's why the coach went and got the book to try to make fun of him once he scored. But earlier, he was pouting like hell.
A.J. Brown has $30 million guaranteed this year. He would take a $61 million dead money hit.
He ain't going nowhere.
He's sticking around this year.
He ain't going nowhere.
You know how much he's got guaranteed in 26?
What?
Zero.
Okay.
That'll be really interesting to watch. Devontae's obviously such a good player. There are friction points there. But the Eagles seem to have friction every damn year and work through it.
I mean, you work through it, but eventually it's just like if you have a hose pipe or any pipe working going to your house, like sewer pipe, and you keep fixing that little hole, what happens to it if you don't completely get it done right?
Sure.
If you keep patching it up,
yep.
it leaks, and then it just, boom, it goes all the way. That's what you got to be careful of.
How much you paying?
Listen, they did let Tyreek go, did they not?
Yeah. No, the Chiefs are saying.
Yeah, I'm saying. They let Tyreek go, and they still went back to the Super Bowl and won it, right? And I think they came back to another Super Bowl. They lost that one, but still, they won it. And
they won went without two him. Without him.
Two without him. That says a lot. You don't ever let one individual mess up everything, especially if you got other guys that can perform.
Totally. The key is to build a team. And if you need a team to help you move or just to put some stuff in storage, you need to call Metropolitan Moving and Storage. They are the official and unofficial moving and storage company of 106.7 The Fan. They can do whatever it is you need. You need a commercial move. You need a residential move. What if you need storage? Dude, they could send a moving consultant to your house or your office to give you, one, a free on-site estimate. They can also just talk through all the different options you might need. They can pack your stuff up for you. They can help you stage your home if you're trying to sell it. And whatever kind of fancy stuff you have, chandeliers, sculptures, say you got some like high-end artwork, whatever it is, or just your office has a built-out table and that kind of stuff, they can create custom crating for all of your needs, and you will never, ever share truck space. That is a huge, huge deal because you don't want your stuff commingling with some other stuff. Let it all get banged up and beat up. They'll give you the pinpoint delivery date at the time of your choosing. I've known these dudes for 30 years, 25 years, something like that. I've known Justin. These guys are going to take very good care of you. They're taking very good care of a bunch of the folks here. For the people on the stream, look at this. McCarty sent me a handwritten thank you note for working with Metropolitan Moving. That's the difference, man. Call them, 301-279-0090, 301-279-0090, or check them out online, dcmetropolitanmoving.com. This is a good stat here. I was listening to PFT's podcast this morning, and one of his guys is a Philly guy, and he started screaming about how the Eagles are a historic team, and I think the Eagles are really good. I don't think they're a historic team. Now, if you can rattle off a couple in a row or something, I get it.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, they lost three regular season games. They were good. Very good. This stat, though, is pretty telling. Only four teams have won the Super Bowl and the conference championship game by 18 or more points in the same year. The Niners did it twice, 84 and 89. The 85 Bears did it, and now this Eagles team.
Okay.
So, I mean, if you're reaching for reasons to call this Eagles team historic, which I am not, that's a pretty good stat.
Well, we'll see what happens next year. I mean, that's the way you got to look at it. You got to follow it up again.
Totally. So we have, what do you got? You have wings? Mm-hmm. Smells like wings. I have wings. I'm about to heat up. I purchased these. These are good. Well, I'll share them with the boys. This honey buffalo flavor is my favorite wing joint in the world. And then we got sandwiches my wife made and Beth Zork made and Kristen Stitt made. So shout out to them. Super Bowl, dude, I was full before kickoff. That they really seemed to drag that joint out last night. I thought it would kick at like 6:15. I think it kicked at like 6:45.
Yeah, they talked about like a little bit after 6:30 anyway.
I thought it was closer. I thought it was a little earlier, and it just kept going.
I think last year it was at 6:40.
What was the? There was one song in there that I wasn't expecting. What's the America the Beautiful? Maybe. There was one song that I really enjoyed. I can't. Yeah, it was when Trombone Shorty came out. Yeah, yeah, that they did America the Beautiful. I thought that was of all the singing performances, the pregame stuff. I thought that was the best.
Trombone Shorty be getting it, though.
Yeah, dude, it was cool. I thought it was
did
all
you find
good.
Out who Big Freedia was. I saw you asking Jeff who it was.
Jeff, I tried to talk to Big Freedia on a red
from,
carpet.
Jamaica for real.
No, I just know him from being from New Orleans.
It's somebody in Jamaica with a big dude with a name like that, something similar.
I mean, this is a tricky question nowadays. How does Big Freedia identify? Because being next to them in person, I got no idea.
I'm going to keep my mouth closed on that.
Well, I don't know. But I know it go by Big Freedia, and he talks just like, sound like us.
It was
dressed that way, and he's been performing for years.
It was wild hanging out with Big Freedia briefly.
That's one of the staples Jocelyn of New Orleans bounce music.
Jocelyn Thompson Rule talk about Big Freedia all the time. On Peloton.
I'm glad. I don't know how we landed there. Here's a real question. Everybody thinks, and maybe I'm going to add, you know what? Just Jeff gets to answer this right now. And I think maybe we open the phone lines up for the last hour of the program. Jeffrey, I think yes. Washington played better against Philly in the NFC title game than Kansas City did yes. in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Now, those are separate events, and each week is its own entity. I always say that. Every game is very, very different. How do you think the Commanders would have played against the Chiefs last night?
All right, the fan in me wants to say we would have played way better. But, yo, the Chiefs' D-line were doing and that's the only problem I think we had, like, speedy D-lines that could make them moves quick and get in the backfield. I think we have a problem with. I don't know, JP. I think it would have been a way closer game, of course, if we got the last – I think if it was the Commanders Chiefs, it would have came down to who had the last possession. I don't think it would have been a blowout either way.
I think I was not expecting the blowout last night.
I wasn't either.
I didn't
bet. If anybody say they were, I want to see your payment, what you got paid, and what bet you put on it. Because I don't know many people that thought it was going to happen like that.
I didn't bet the actual game. I bet the under, which did not hit.
Well, it was hitting for a while, Jay.
It looked good for a while, yeah, yeah. And then the Chiefs got some garbage time touchdowns. But, like, I thought KC would win. I talked myself into, you know, Mahomes. But defense wins championships, man. Yeah. And that was just an absolute strangulation of the Kansas City offense. It was.
I think people better start putting a little bit more attention on the defense side of the football and not just offense.
One dude that does, and we'll be able to speak about it. Derek Gunn, covers the Eagles, joins us next.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.